Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With concerns about the coronavirus worldwide, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is taking action to prevent it from spreading in the state. Let's go live and local for the story to WWJ's Beth Fisher. Beth.
Governor Whitmer has activated the State Emergency Operations Center to coordinate with state, local, and federal agencies to prevent the spread of the virus.
For the safety of our families and communities, we are activating the SEOC and harnessing resources from across state government to be ready, to be prepared, and to help inform the population. We will hope for the best, but we will prepare for the worst. Just in the event that we need to be active, we will be ready.
Whitmer says there are currently no cases of the coronavirus in Michigan. She says there are things you can do to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, things like washing your hands for 20 seconds, not touching your face, and using elbow bumps instead of shaking hands. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.